Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The U.S. Air Force says two of its fighter jets intercepted Russian bombers in international airspace west of mainland Alaska. North American Aerospace Defense Command says that two F-22 Raptor fighter jets identified and intercepted the Russian Tu-95 Bear bombers at about 6 o'clock Alaska time Tuesday evening. The bombers were accompanied by two Russian Su-35 Flanker fighter jets. The Russian aircraft did not enter U.S. or Canadian airspace. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is monitoring Pacific walruses resting on Alaska's northwest coast. Fish and Wildlife Service spokeswoman Andrea Madero says people in Point Lay reported hearing walruses August 22nd. An aerial survey August 30th estimated 25,000 walruses on a barrier island near the village. Walruses over the last decade have come to shore on the Alaska and Russian side of the Chukchi Sea as sea ice diminishes because of global warming. Walruses use sea ice to rest as they dive to the ocean floor to hunt for clams and snails. When ice recedes north of the shallow continental shelf, walruses head to beaches where young animals are vulnerable to being crushed in stampedes caused by the sight of polar bears, airplanes, or hunters. Meanwhile, the International Whaling Commission has extended bowhead whale catch limits for Alaska Native subsistence hunters. The 7-year quota was approved yesterday at the IWC's annual meeting taking place in Brazil. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan's office says Alaska whale hunters from 11 villages also won for the first time an automatic renewal of the quota if harvests remain sustainable. The Alaska Federation of Natives says it opposes the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. AFN's statement yesterday comes as the U.S. Senate considers confirming President Trump's pick for a lifetime appointment to the High Court. AFN says it opposes Kavanaugh on the basis of his statements or decisions on Native rights cases, as well as concern that he is more conservative than current justices whose positions on Native rights could be disastrous for Alaska. And the University of Alaska Board of Regents meets in Juneau today and tomorrow to discuss the university's systems budget and programs. The meeting agenda includes updates on the university's compliance with federal requirements for handling sexual discrimination, harassment, and assault. It also includes progress on strategic pathways, the university's comprehensive cost-cutting plan now in its third and final phase. At the University of Alaska Southeast Campus, Regents will begin discussing their budget request to the legislature for next year. Tuition for most university students increased 5% this fall. Tuition will rise another 5% next year as well. The meeting will be live streamed at alaska.edu. Weather forecast calls for cloudy skies and a chance of rain for tonight with sunny skies in the forecast for tomorrow. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.